Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Happy Monday, 2:05 on this sixth day of February of 2023, and you are in tune with Spencer at Sports here at KGYM. 319-366-1600, talk or text line wide open for you here this afternoon. Love to hear your thoughts on sports weekend that was, your best and worst from the weekend. Favorite thing that happened this weekend in the sports world, your least favorite thing that happened in the sports world. We'll keep it simple today as we have a lot to get to here on this Monday. Plenty of college hoops talk. Some high-level basketball played throughout the weekend. Focusing specifically, I should say, on a lot of games of interest right here in the state of Iowa. Two big ones played essentially back-to-back, starting with Iowa State-Kansas Saturday morning at 11, and then the Iowa-Illinois game. Both games were really good results for the in-state teams here. Iowa State thoroughly dominating Kansas in that one, nearly leading from start to finish. Iowa with a tight one against Illinois. Atmosphere looked fantastic at Carver on Saturday afternoon as the Hawkeyes win the only meeting of the year in the regular season with Illinois. Talk about that. Talk about women's action from Sunday as well. Caitlin Clark doing Caitlin Clark things out in Happy Valley against Penn State. Let's take a look at all of that. Latest standings for both the Big Ten, the Big 12, Missouri Valley as well. All that and more coming up in the first few minutes of the program here today. Also going to dive into the NFL, the Pro Bowl, the flag football competition, skills competitions, all that is behind us. We're on to one final football game in the 2022-23 season here, the Super Bowl coming up under a week away Sunday from Glendale, Arizona. The Eagles and the Chiefs are there getting set for the game. We'll hear from them throughout the week, break down the matchup. By Friday, we'll make our predictions and more. But Super Bowl week is here. Get to that. Get to some other news from the NFL. And we got some big stories happening in the NBA. We'll break down, get some reaction to the big trade that happened yesterday with Kyrie Irving heading from Brooklyn to Dallas. Now Luka Doncic and Kyrie teaming up in Dallas. Is it enough to get Dallas over the hump in the Western Conference? We'll discuss that and get some analysis from our friends at ESPN about what happens to Brooklyn now. Kevin Durant on his way out? That's a question a lot of people are talking about with the impact of the Kyrie trade. We'll get to that later on in the program as well. And preview everything happening on it's going to be another sports night here with some exciting stuff happening. Talk about Kansas. We've got a quick turnaround taking on Texas tonight, which you can hear right here on KGYM from Westwood One Sports. Coverage starting just after the Cyclone Coach's Corner show tonight. So got some great basketball coming your way again tonight. Again, 319-366-1600. It's also a big day here today. Not on this show. Tomorrow is a big day. I'll tell you why later on in the show for this radio program. Not in the gym class, unless Scott and Mark have something planned that I don't know about, but today on the Todd Brommelkamp Show, between 4 and 6, we are going to have our grand prize drawing for the Big Game House Party giveaway with our friends at Circa Sports Iowa. We've got all the names in the bucket. It's hiding. I can't touch it. If I touch it, there will be an alarm going off. Numerous dogs will start barking. The police might be called. I don't know. But there is a bucket in here with the qualifiers. We have a total of 12, so nice, even number. Started off slow, picked it up at the end. We have a total of 12 qualifiers from all the games we picked over the last 2 weeks. And in the 5 o'clock hour tonight on the Todd Brommelkamp Show here in KGYM, we are going to draw the grand prize winner in the Big Game House Party giveaway with Circus Sports. One lucky winner going to take home that gift card to Hy-Vee to stock up for their big game party. Going to hook you up with Circus Sports swag, which I believe is on the premises. I heard someone talking about it earlier today. So we've got that in hand. Plus, they're going to get that trip to Vegas to the Circus Sports casino and overnight stay there, plus $500 in spending cash as well. So we're going to do that later on today, so keep your ears right here on KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp will have that after 5 tonight, and we'll hook up the lucky winner. Good luck to the 12 contestants. Out of 2 weeks, we got 12. Would have liked to have more. That's just how the cookie crumbles when you're talking about picking games against the spread. But 12, a pretty solid number, and we wish good luck to the folks who are in that drawing coming up later on today. That's coming up here on the program, or on our local programming, I should say. Here at KGYM, 319-366-1600 as we start things here on a Monday afternoon. Hope you had a great weekend. Spencer Wagon, my name, by the way. Producer Isaac is here as well. He's doing all the clerical work. He's the one who set up those conditions of the green. It's like a neon green mini bucket with all the qualifiers in it. Isaac brought it in here. I was like, if you touch this, like electric shock will go throughout your body. So I'm staying far away. It's kind of in my way out of the studio. So at like 2:57, when I have to make way for Scott and Mark in here, I have to try not to bump it. It's that secure. It's like high level type stuff for a high level drawing. Listen for that coming up later on in the show. Let's jump right in. College hoops from the weekend. Boy, lots of excellent games this weekend, I tell you. From Iowa State, Kansas to start things off, Iowa, Illinois. You had Purdue and Indiana, which we'll get to coming up in just a bit. It looked like Indiana was going to run away with that thing, and then Purdue's like, well, we're the number one team in the country. Remember, guys? They came back and almost had a chance to win that. Indiana able to put it away and secure a victory. And then you had Duke and North Carolina. Wasn't the prettiest game between those two teams, but great rivalry matchup there. Late night with Gonzaga and St. Mary's going to overtime. Just an all-around fantastic day of basketball. Let's start with what happened in Iowa City on Saturday. As advertised, great matchup, rivalry, all the juice, all the smoke was had in Iowa City. Shout out to the Iowa Athletics Department, the Boys and Girls Club as well, for those members that were able to attend after the whole ticket fiasco with the Orange Crush that we talked about last week. The kids given the royal treatment at Carver Hawkeye Arena, brought onto the court at a media timeout and given a standing ovation. You got to give a little bit of credit where credit's due to the Iowa Athletic Department for adding some fuel to the fire, I guess you could say, with that. But that aside, what a performance it was, especially from Tony Perkins. 32 points, a career high, 8 of 11 from the floor, 15 of 16, almost a perfect 16 of 16 from the free throw line. 15 consecutive free throws made for Perkins in the game. He missed his final attempt. I don't have the audio clip, but he was asked about that in the postgame press conference. It was mentioned that he made 15 straight, which ties the school record for most consecutive free throws made in a single game, dating back to 1997. And you could hear him in the postgame presser say, I should have made that 16th. So he wanted that record, didn't get it, but pretty impressive performance from Tony Perkins. Nonetheless, even more impressive, he only had 7 in that first half. 7 points in the first half, 25 of the 32 coming in the second stanza for the Hawkeyes as they won that back and forth affair. Look for a while, like, you know, Illinois starting to get that upper hand, especially late in that first half. In the final minute, they had a 7-point lead and let it get cut down to 1. A big three from Chris Murray made it a 1-point game at the half. And then Iowa able to pull away, taking the lead for good after a big 3-pointer from Peyton Sanford. 9 points for him on the day. The go-ahead 3 that put Iowa in front for good with 1:23 left. That broke a tie game and put them up in that contest. So a big moment for him, big-time find from Connor McCaffrey to get Sanford that opportunity. But Hawkeyes getting it done despite being out-rebounded 37-26. Illinois got 17 second chance points in that game. And you knew that's what Illinois pride themselves on, getting rebounds, getting second chance opportunities. And that's certainly what they got. But the real tale of the tape, when you look at it from Saturday, turnovers played a key role in the game. Illinois with 7 more turnovers than the Hawkeyes did, 14-7. They won that one by a touchdown, quote unquote, won that one by a touchdown, if you will. Iowa getting 16 points off of those 14 Illinois turnovers. Iowa valuing the basketball. They finished with 7 total turnovers. They committed just 2 of those in the second half. So big second half performance, a big push. A lot of key guys stepping up in that contest to help them get that win. Again, 81-79 over Illinois. Fran McCaffrey weighed in on Tony Perkins and his career day after the game. Here's what the head coach had to say.
Okay, this guy's cooking. I would just keep going. What was impressive to me about that was the players that were on the floor with him, they're yelling out plays to me that we should be running for him. So they recognize that, like, okay, this guy's on fire. We're going to him. Nobody else is shooting the ball right now. And, you know, it helped that we were in the double bonus. We got into the bonus pretty quickly, pretty much because of him, but we just kept going to him. I mean, I've been doing this a long time. I haven't had too many guys go off like that. That was impressive.
Sorry, Fran McCaffrey talking about Tony Perkins and his career day. Also talked about Peyton Sanford's go-ahead three-pointer in the final minutes and what that meant for the team.
Well, we take that look every day. Yeah. It was a result of what was happening with Tony and with Chris. I think we went to Chris on that one, and then Wall swung, and Connor moved it to Peyton. Connor does a great job looking for him all the time.
Like I mentioned, Sanford, 9 points and 6 rebounds, 3 of 6 from three-point range. And that go-ahead three-pointer with a minute 23 left help Iowa take the lead for good. For Chris Murray, 19 points. 19 points, but it felt like a quiet 19 points. I mentioned that big three just to beat the buzzer right before the end of the first half. Had to grind, had to work for it. Illinois really focused on him on the defensive end and really trying to take him out of that game, neutralize the impact he had in the game. But a solid effort, 19 points for Chris, and then Philip Bracha adding in 13 points in the contest. But again, the big piece of the puzzle, if you will, on Saturday for the Hawkeyes was Tony Perkins and his 32. And Chris Murray was also asked about Tony Perkins and his career day and how it provided a spark for the team, and also was asked about going up against a player like Tony Perkins and Perkins himself in practice. Here's that exchange from postgame in Iowa City on Saturday.
Yeah, I think it's everyone else going when he's playing like that. Just feed off his energy because he brings a lot of it, especially when he gets it going like that. And I think he really carried us today, especially on the offensive end, and defensively just kind of picked us up. Just make great plays after him.
Are those pull-up jumpers of his hard to stop in practice?
Yeah, it is. When he's getting his mid-range shots going like that, it's hard to stop him because if you take that away, he's getting to the basket. And he can get it going behind from 3-2. When center comes up too, Phillip's open. So it's kind of hard to stop him when he's hitting those mid-ranges like that and getting to the foul line the way he did today.
Chris Murray weighing in after the game, talking about Tony Perkins and his career effort on the afternoon, helping lead the Hawkeyes to a big win over Illinois. For the Illini, and what was true for both teams, I mentioned Illinois out-rebounding Iowa 37-26. Foul trouble was a big piece of the puzzle on Saturday. Terrence Shannon fouling out in the game. Matthew Mayer had 4 fouls. Danger with 4 fouls as well. Ty Rogers with 4 fouls for Illinois. On the Iowa side, Chris Murray, 19 points, but 4 fouls. 4 for Connor McCaffrey, 4 for Peyton Sanford as well. So the fouls started adding up, and Iowa able to push forward and deal with that foul trouble and deal with some of their key guys, especially Chris Murray, getting in some foul trouble in that game. Free throws, a big tale of the tape as well. Iowa 26 of 30 from the charity stripe. They've been shooting the free throws very well, especially in this 3-game stretch. You remember back to that Michigan State game in East Lansing. Free throw shooting and 3-point shooting was not good in that game. Free throw shooting especially playing a small part in small or large part, depending on how you look at it, as to why they lost that game. But last three games, Rutgers, Northwestern, and now against Illinois, free throw shooting has been much better, and it's definitely helped them win these basketball games. Iowa, 26 of 30, 86% from the line. Illinois, similar numbers, but not as good as Iowa, 18 of 23 from the charity stripe, 78.3% in that contest. As for the Illini, they played a good game. Meyer was good as advertised, 21 points on the night. Dane Danger with 17 points and 9 rebounds. Jaden Epps, got to give a ton of credit to Jaden Epps, 29 minutes, just under 30 minutes on the floor. Made 50% of his field goals, 16 points on the day. And then Terrence Shannon, 3 of 10 only from the floor. Like I mentioned, he did foul out, committed 4 turnovers on the day. Shannon finishing with 11 points on the afternoon for the Fighting Illini. So Hawkeyes with the win. They snapped that 5-game losing streak to Illinois. They've won, 7 of their last 9? And the Big Ten standings, after everything happened that happened this weekend, it gets even more muddy beyond the Purdue, and I guess you could say the Rutgers tier, although Rutgers is only a game up on the 6-way tie for third place in the Big Ten. Yeah, 6-way tie for third between Iowa, Maryland, Northwestern, Indiana, Michigan, and Illinois. All those teams are knotted up at 7-5, and all of them are 3.5 games back of Purdue in the Big Ten standings. Chris Murray talked about this 3-game winning streak for Iowa, and there's a pretty big one coming up here. Heading into Thursday night. We'll get to that here coming up in just a moment. But Chris Murray talked about the 3-game win streak after Saturday's contest.
We knew that this 3-game stretch was really important for our season, and being able to go 3-0 during the stretch would help us a lot, especially with the games we got coming up. And it's February, so these are the kind of games you want to win. But no, just take one game at a time. Just go 1-0 every single day.
And Chris talking about the trajectory of this Iowa team heading into big game Thursday night.
Yeah, definitely. I think, especially going 0-3 to start conference play, I mean, some people might put their heads down, and that never happened with our team. Chemistry never wavered. We just kept picking up each other, and kind of like last year, similar situation almost, but we got going in February last year, and we're trying to do it this year too. I mean, 7-9 is really good, especially in the Big Ten, a league like this, and you just got to bring our best effort every single day.
7-5 now in the Big Ten for the Hawkeyes, 15-8 overall. Number one, Purdue, coming up on Thursday night. Purdue still number one in the poll. A little bit fewer. They were unanimous last week, but a little bit fewer votes for the Boilermakers this week. They are still number one, and the Hawkeyes will get their best shot at number one in West Lafayette coming up Thursday. It is a 6 o'clock game time. We'll get to the rest of the Big Ten. We'll get to the Big 12 as well. Huge win for Iowa State, snapping a 7-game losing streak to Kansas out in Ames. We'll also look at women's basketball, too. All that and more on the other side of this timeout. Spencer on Sports with you for a Monday on the Gym.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And we'll have cloudy skies today, but strong winds will send temperatures into the 40s this afternoon. We'll have wind gusts around 30, 35 miles per hour. And then later on this evening, as a cold front moves through, we'll have the chance for some light rain showers or drizzle. Later on tonight, the winds will stay strong, clouds staying overhead, and temperatures drop into the low 30s. Tomorrow, we'll have some more sunshine with temperatures around 40 degrees. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
In the 1940s, everything had an air of romance. Women wore red lips and high heels just to go to market. Gentlemen sported handsome full-length wool coats and stylish hats. And the movies featured sweet and wonderful stories of love. Times and fashions have changed, but that sense of romance remains at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Since 1947, the Dickens family has been offering gifts of love on Valentine's Day. At Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, they understand that Valentine's Day is a day to be swept away by the magic of romance. Stop and see what's in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington, in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
No big game celebration is complete without a game of squares. Circa Sports Iowa now offers Circa Squares bets. Everyone who has played squares knows the pain of pulling terrible numbers. With Circa Squares, instead of randomly pulling numbers, choose your square and choose which numbers you get. With a minimum bet of $1 and a maximum payout of $100,000, it's easier than ever. Download the Circa Sports app today to place your Circa Squares bets. For more information, visit CircaSports.com.
Must be 21 or older and present in Iowa to wager. If you or someone you know needs gambling treatment, call or visit 1-800-BET. That's off.
One innocent click could lock down your entire network for ransom. Hackers are getting more and more devious, so teach your employees to check before they click. When you open an email, hover over the address to see where it's really coming from. If it doesn't match, is misspelled, or looks off in any way, delete it. Remember, any email could be a trick, so check before you click. This message presented by Network Computer Solutions. Download their complete Protect Your Network guide at ncsei.com.
Race to savings and check out amazing deals now at Menards. Make sure you and your family are always breathing safe, clean air with DuPont air filters. They help reduce common airborne allergens by up to 75%, providing your home with healthy, comfortable air. We carry a variety of sizes in stock to fit your furnace. Pick up an allergen air filter for only $2.89 after mail-in rebate. Race into Menards for more great deals. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
I got 226 Spencer on Sports for this February 6th afternoon here at KGYM at 319-366-1600. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. The Todd Brommelkamp Show on the way between 4 and 6. Talk some Big Ten basketball, continuing to talk some college hoops to start off the week here. Talked Iowa, Illinois to begin the show today. Looking at the rest of the Big Ten from the weekend, probably the second best game this weekend was that Indiana-Purdue game. Anytime you got in-state rivalry and two ranked teams, especially number 21 at the time, Indiana, going up against the number one team, a team that they've, you know, they always want to beat. You can call it, I guess, their Super Bowl, quote-unquote, if you want to, but a game that no love lost between those two schools and certainly delivered. Indiana had a big lead at halftime. Purdue chipped away, got 33-18 from Zach Edey in that contest. But in the end, they stormed the floor. A lot of people mad about Indiana storming the floor. I let them storm the floor. They beat number one. They beat their rival who was number one. Let the kids have their fun. Come on. Indiana getting the win, 79-74 over Purdue. Trace Jackson-Davis with 25-7. Jalen Hood-Schifino with 16. Trey Galloway adding 11 in the win for the Hoosiers. Elsewhere on Saturday, Rutgers beating Michigan State, 61-55. And Minnesota, oof. No, they're down some players. Not a lot expected of the Gophers this year, but I think a lot of us thought they'd put up a better fight with Maryland. 81-46, the Terps rolling the Gophers up in the Twin Cities on Saturday night. Sunday, again, no love lost of Michigan and Ohio State. The Hunter Dickinson Show, 26-11 for the Wolverines and a 77-69 win at the Chrysler Center in Ann Arbor. Jet Howard had 16, Kobe Bufkin with 13, Bruce Thornton adding 22 for the Buckeyes in the loss. Ohio State dropping to 3-9 and now below 500 overall as they fall to 11-12 on the season. Interesting game out in Lincoln last night, Nebraska beating Penn State 72-63. Penn State, last bracketology I saw heading into the weekend, they were last four in. I think it was Mike DeCourcy from Big Ten Network and Sporting News who was talking about that on the BTN halftime show. Losing to Nebraska, probably not going to help your chances of getting into the tournament. They had Seth Lundy. Penn State did make 8 threes in that game, 8 of 13 from beyond the arc, and they still lost to Nebraska because Kisei Tominaga, knew I was going to have trouble with that name, only heard it said 8,000 times on BTN last night. He had 30 for Nebraska the win over Penn State. And then, not the prettiest game in the world. Ugly game, I think a lot of us expected from Madison last night. Northwestern surviving, sweeping Wisconsin for the first time since the 95-96 season. Oof. Northwestern winning 54-52. Boo Booey with 13. Chase Audige with 11 in the win for the Wildcats. Chucky Hepburn with 17, but it's the points he didn't score. Knowing the Badger fans that I follow, or seeing the Badger fans that I follow and follow me on Twitter, a lot of people have upset with a little hero ball from Chucky Hepburn at the end when they just needed a good look at a shot. And Hepburn, high scorer for the Wisconsin Badgers last night, but Wisconsin losing at home to Northwestern last night. Northwestern picking up a much-needed victory. Again, they came in, tied for second in the Big Ten, came into the week. Of course, they played Iowa. They played Michigan. They played Wisconsin. They had, six games in 14 days as they try to catch up from their pause for COVID back toward mid to late January. And not a bad stretch. Overall, 4-2 out of those six games. Could have been better, could have been worse, but 4-2 better than 3-3, just to be Mr. Basic Math there. Northwestern escaping Madison with a victory last night. So looking at the Big Ten standings, I mentioned Purdue still up there. 2.5 game lead on Rutgers. Purdue 11-2, 22-2. Rutgers at 8-4 and 16-7. I mentioned that six-way tie for third. Iowa leading that pack, 7-5. And 15-8 with Maryland, Northwestern, Indiana, Michigan, and Illinois all behind them. Michigan State, bowl eligible, I guess if you could say, if we're talking college football, they're 6-6 in conference play, 14-9 overall. Wisconsin and Penn State both 5-7. Nebraska 4-9. Ohio State 3-9. And then Minnesota, like I mentioned, bringing up the rear, 1-11. In conference play. Let's look at the Big Ten. No Big Ten games tonight. There will be a handful of games tomorrow. Indiana hosting Rutgers, Illinois and Minnesota, and Maryland taking on Michigan State coming up tomorrow. On to the Big 12. What a game it was. What an atmosphere. Talk about great atmospheres. Carver was great watching on TV on Saturday. Hilton was Hilton. And then some on Saturday as Iowa State, like I said, nearly led from start to finish. Kansas had the lead in that game for a minute three. Iowa State led for 38 minutes and 46 seconds in that game and kept Kansas at bay, held Kansas, had one score, Jayhawks did, in double figures. That was Jalen Wilson with 26 points and 9 rebounds. Some of their key guys, Kevin McCullough, finished with 2 points. Grady Dick had 7. K.J. Adams was 7 as well. And Iowa State had a balanced scoring effort. Jaron Holmes with 15. Oshuni with 13. Trey King had 10. Caleb Grill with 9 points. And Taman Lipsy. I got to give a ton of credit for Taman Lipsy. You saw how that game Monday, in Lubbock ended. Not good for Taman Lipsy. Looked like a freshman for the first time all season in that epic comeback, epic collapse, however you view it, against the Red Raiders. But played a really, really strong game on Saturday. 9 points, 10 assists, 8 rebounds as Iowa State knocked off Kansas 68-53. And head coach T.J. Otzelberger joined John Walters and Eric Heft on Learfield Sports after the game. Talked about, hey, how are they able to bounce back after a couple tough losses, blowing that lead against Texas Tech? Remember a week ago Saturday, they lost to Missouri on the road. A little bit of a bumpy stretch, but they got it done. How were they able to do that? Here's what Otz had to say.
you know, we needed to get some rest for sure, and we were able to have a few extra days in there, which helped our guys. You know, we spend a lot of time doing flexibility, and Pete Link and Vic Miller did a great job getting the guys' bodies feeling well. That was important. Going into practice on Thursday, and we saw a chip on their shoulder. We saw an energy. We saw focus. And, you know, we talk about it all the time. You're going to practice to the level or play to the level of your habits and practice. Our guys certainly did that here today.
Coach TJ Otzelberger there. He also talked about Taman Lipsey and weighed in on his bounce back performance.
Well, I'd say this, and I know Taman wouldn't mind me saying, like, there's really no player for any team in the country that wants their team to win more than Taman Lipsey. And there's nobody that the other night would have taken that game any harder than him. How much he wants to play at the highest level every single night out. And I'm telling you, how he approached practice, how he competes, man, it's an honor to be Taman Lipsey's coach and know how much he cares about this program and how much he wants everybody to do well. Again, he's playing against a guy on the other end, pretty good player, national championship, starting point guard, commanded a team to a championship, and today Taman Lipsey got the better of that matchup in every facet. Couldn't be more proud, but coaching Taman Lipsey's an honor. It's one of those things where he's a guy that I'm going to enjoy every single day with him, and I know how special of a player he is, and hopefully all our fans realize that too.
Again, TJ Otzelberger, courtesy of the Cyclone Sports Network from Learfield after that win over Kansas. Iowa State, turnovers big in this one, scoring 19 points off of 20 turnovers. Cyclones committing just 10 of their own in the game. And the defense was superb for Iowa State, holding Kansas to 39% shooting, held them to 53 points. That was the lowest by a KU team versus Iowa State since all the way back in 1999. Doesn't get any easier, and it's the Big 12. I mean, we knew it wasn't going to get any easier. Iowa State has to go to West Virginia. The country roads will be, well, not really taking them home. It's only home if you're in Morgantown, but they'll take the country airplane roads. I don't know where I'm going with this, but I'll take on West Virginia. Wednesday tip-off time is set for 6 o'clock. Rest of the Big 12, Texas, they knocked off K-State by 3, 69-66. Baylor rolling over Texas Tech, 89-62. Number 15, TCU losing to Oklahoma State, 79-73. And West Virginia, boy, talk about the Mountaineers, blew out Oklahoma. Tough to figure out Oklahoma. Last Saturday, they had that huge win, just drubbed Alabama, who was number two in the country at the time, and then they go up and give up 93 to West Virginia the following week. Yeah. Hard to read the Sooners this year, that is for sure. But West Virginia coming in with some confidence. Big one tonight, and interesting spot to be in for both Kansas and Iowa State. Cyclone fans, are you cheering for Texas tonight? Take it on Kansas. Texas leads the Big 12 currently, 8-2. In the league standings. Iowa State a game behind them at 7-3. So it'd be a half game back if Kansas were to pull the upset. My, how the turntables have turned for Iowa State fans. But Texas leading, one game lead on Iowa State. Iowa State second. They have a one game lead on the jumbled mess that is TCU, K-State, Baylor, and Kansas, who are all 6-4. In the Big 12 standings. We do have that Texas-Kansas game, by the way, tonight right here on KGYM. Westwood One Sports has you covered. Starting at 8, we'll join it right at tip-off after the Cyclone Coaches Corner show. In-state action from Saturday on the men's side, Bradley beating Northern Iowa 77-69. Panthers now have lost 3 in a row, looking to get back on the right track at Evansville coming up on Wednesday. Another double OT game for Drake. They went to double OT versus Northern Iowa on Wednesday. Had to go over to Valpo, and hey, why not play another double overtime game? Drake getting it done behind 32 from Tucker DeVries as they win 85-82, their fifth victory in a row for the Bulldogs. They will play at Murray State coming up on Tuesday. Top 25 action. We talked about that ugly Wisconsin Northwestern game from last night. This is not the ugliest game of the weekend. Not by far. Tennessee beating Auburn on Saturday, 46-43. Yikes. Number two, Tennessee beating Auburn, 46-43. Tennessee shot 27% from the floor. 9.5% from three, made just 2 of 21 three-point attempts. Not as bad as Auburn, who shot 23% from the floor and 3 of 27 from three. Yikes. I saw someone say it is the Sickos Committee college basketball game of the year. I wholeheartedly agree. That is a combined, by the way, 5 of 48 from three. That's still 5 more three-point shots than I made Saturday sitting on my couch. So good job, Tennessee and Auburn. Good job. Round of applause. That was the ugliest game of the weekend. Alabama beating LSU 79-69. Arizona beat Oregon State 84-52. Virginia going down, losing to Virginia Tech 74-68. Gonzaga, I mentioned, they lost by 8 in OT to St. Mary's 78-70. Marquette, a winner over Butler. They moved up to number 10 in the country in this week's AP poll. Marquette beating Butler. Xavier and Jack Dungy, a winner over St. John's 96-71. Clemson losing to Miami, Florida. They dropped out of the poll. Clemson losing back-to-back games this week to Boston College and Miami. Not too good. I was doing okay, though, with the net rankings and quality wins and stuff like that. So not 100% necessary that Clemson does well. It doesn't hurt. But losing to a bad BC team and Miami in back-to-back games for the Tigers, not good. They fell out of the poll this week in the AP Top 25. Just one Top 25 game tonight, that is, or two, I should say. You've got the Kansas-Texas game. But aside from that, you've got Miami hosting Duke tonight in the ACC. I mentioned Duke, a winner over North Carolina here. This past weekend, had a chance to watch a good chunk of that game. Like I said, on Friday, always look forward to the times we see Duke and Carolina do battle on the hardwood. Mentioned the men's AP poll. Purdue still number one, got 38 votes. Houston, number two, got 22 first-place votes. Alabama and Arizona each getting a first-place vote this week. Bama's third, Arizona's fourth. Texas is fifth. Tennessee, UCLA, Virginia, Kansas, and Marquette round out the top 10. Iowa State is number 11 this week. Iowa is receiving votes. They got a solid number of votes this week. They got 8 votes in the AP Top 25 this week on the men's side. The women's side got a huge showdown coming up Thursday. Kind of a predicament for Hawkeye fans. You've got the men's team, who's hot, winning 7 of their last 9, taking on number 1 Purdue on the men's side. And then number 5 Iowa women taking on the number 2 ranked Indiana Hoosiers in Bloomington. That starts 30 minutes prior to the men's game at 5:30. You're going to need multiple screens. That is my advice to you. Iowa moving up a spot to number 5 after dominating Penn State 95-51. Ninth career triple-double for Caitlin Clark yesterday in Happy Valley. 23 points, 10 rebounds, and 14 assists. Monica Sonato adding in 14. Kate Martin with 11 and 8. Hannah Stolke had 9 points and 8 rebounds. McKenna Warnock, 9 points and 5 rebounds in the win for the Hawkeyes, beating Penn State again 95-51. Indiana jumped 2 spots after the week they had. They got a win over Purdue yesterday, 69-46. Big 12 action from Saturday on the women's side. Off night for Iowa State as they fall to Baylor 76-70. Nymeer Dew with 25 points. Ashley Jones adding in 23 in the loss for the Cyclones. They are also at West Virginia. Coach Bill Fenley and the squad heading to West Virginia for action on Saturday with game time at 5 o'clock. Drake women winning big on Saturday over Evansville 87-48. Northern Iowa women also big win, margin-wise, over Indiana State, 91-51 yesterday in Cedar Falls. All right, that's the College Hoops Roundup. Plenty of time spent on College Hoops. Get into a little football, maybe a little pro hoops, coming up in just a few moments. Thanks for checking out Spencer on Sports. We're live on Eastern Iowa's home for ESPN Radio, KGYM.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life.
So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
The Freeze Fest 5K has become a must-run event for Eastern Iowans. Shake off the cabin fever and join the fun February 18th at Wanatee Park in Marion. Come for the race. Stay for the food, music, and prizes. You'll also be helping the Boys and Girls Club of Cedar Rapids.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community. the MVP.
The bank here is now the bank here, here, and here. Fairfax State Savings Bank has a new third location in the heart of Kingston Village in Cedar Rapids. This new location, focused on commercial and private lending, demonstrates Fairfax State Savings Bank's dedication to growing alongside you in the corridor. Fairfax State Savings Bank, in Fairfax, Amana, and now by appointment for commercial and private lending in Cedar Rapids at their new Kingston office, Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get back in the octagon this weekend with Elite Sportsbook. Place a wager of $100 or more on any UFC 284 offering and get a quick and easy $10 free bet for fight night. Go for the KO. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of a bet rebound up to $250. Check out our updated app with integrated funding and increased functionality and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
There's always something special at Siegel.
Save up to 60% off retail this Valentine's Day with a gift from Siegel's Jewelry. Siegel's has an amazing selection of designer, custom, and estate jewelry and watches. Gold is still at historic high prices. Sell or trade in your gold for even greater savings. Siegel's, 3525 First Avenue Southeast, Cedar Rapids, just south of Town and Country Shopping Center. Remember,
there's always something special at Siegel's.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's single with a 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken with a Dave's single, Dave's single with a strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, strawberry lemonade, if you're into that. Chicken Sam, crispy nugs, strawberry lemonade, Dave's, nugs, nugs, Sam, Sam. Whew. Pick what you want at a price you want. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's 2 for $6.
For a limited time, price participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. On the card only. Single item at regular price.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
2:46, back with you here on a Monday afternoon with Spencer on Sports. Thanks for joining the show today and every day. If you missed anything from the first part of the show, check out the podcast available after we're done today at kgymradio.com. Poll question brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Who wins tonight's big Monday showdown? Is it going to be Texas or Kansas? We talked a little bit about that a few moments ago in our college hoops segment today, or second of two college hoops segments today. Who wins tonight? Who do you think? Longhorns or the Jayhawks? You can vote at KGYMradio.com, courtesy of our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. 319-366-1600. Gym class coming up here in a few moments. Todd Brommelkamp Show on the way between 4 and 6. Super Bowl week is here. The Chiefs and the Eagles coming up in Glendale, Arizona here this weekend. Not a lot of line movement. Looking at Circa Sports specifically, opened it up earlier today. Philly's still a 1.5-point favorite to start Super Bowl week. We'll see where that line moves from a betting perspective. If you are making a prognostication for the game, you might want to take this into consideration. The yearly Madden video game simulation of the game has been completed. And the Philadelphia Eagles won the Madden sim of the Super Bowl, for what it's worth. Madden NFL 23, they did their official simulation over the weekend. Final score prediction, 31-17, Philadelphia. Again, for what it's worth, if you believe the sim, maybe you place a wager or make your pick in favor of the Eagles. If you don't, maybe you hammer the Chiefs. I don't know, but not good news that the sim is against you if you are a Chiefs fan. That was done over the weekend. Jalen Hurts, according to Madden and their sim, named the game's most valuable player. 282 yards, 2 touchdowns, ran for a score as well in the sim, not the actual game. It's not scripted. Arian Foster, it's not scripted. You saw that commentary last week and everyone's reaction to it. It's not scripted, just simulation. For what it's worth, Chiefs fans, here's some good news for you. I'm sure none of you put any stock into the Madden simulation at all. Some good news, though, if you do, it's missed the last 2 years. The sim picked the Bengals last year and the Chiefs in the previous Super Bowl, which Tampa Bay won. The last Super Bowl it got right was when the Chiefs beat the 49ers and correctly predicted Patrick Mahomes winning the MVP. So it's not always right. Computer doesn't always know. But the computer says, the video game says, it's going to be the Eagles hoisting the Lombardi Trophy in under a week in Glendale, Arizona. Speaking of hoisting trophies, the NFC winning the first ever Pro Bowl games, beating the AFC 35-33 on Sunday. Games, of course, consisting of 8 skill events and challenges, plus the flag football game. Eli Manning beating Peyton Manning in the game, in the flag football game. It was a big comeback from down 9-3 in the standings for the NFC. AFC did well Thursday in that matchup, but it was the game that pulled it out. The NFC getting the win in the first ever Pro Bowl games. Lots of mixed reaction. Josh Jacobs of the Raiders basically saying he was not a fan. I can't say what he said on the air. I'd get fired. But, yeah. Josh Jacobs says he wasn't a fan. There was another article put out of players saying that they enjoyed the flag football games. I didn't watch a single minute of it. Focused on basketball and other things yesterday. I decided to skip it. My interest in the Pro Bowl is still very low, even with the changes. And a big piece of news, SportsCenter had this at the top of the show, but in case you missed it, Tom Brady going to take a gap year between his retirement. Of course, announced his retirement last week from the NFL. Second retirement, of course, last year at this time, we waited 40 days, and he was back on the field for Tampa Bay. But saying earlier today he's going to take a year off and then join Fox Sports and their top broadcast booth in the fall of 2024. That's after he agreed to a 10-year, $375 million contract with Fox. Brady's saying that decompression is really important, saying that he's been through so much in his career, he just wants to take some time off. And before he focuses, just doesn't want to jump feet first into the deep end, if you will, with the broadcasting stuff. That certainly seems like an understandable position to be in if you're Tom Brady. Other piece of NFL news today, A.J. Green, not the former Northern Iowa Panther A.J. Green, not a football player, basketball player for the Bucks now, but A.J. Green, the wide receiver, former University of Georgia standout, 7-time Pro Bowler, announcing his retirement after 12 seasons in the NFL. 2:52, quick timeout with a little NBA talk to wrap it up after this on the Gym.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Susan has always wanted to live in a chateau.
I like a certain je ne sais quoi.
While Jake is more into the Cape Cod style home.
It's a classic look.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Susan and Jake found a Cape Cod style home where they will only speak French.
Bonjour, je t'aime, merci beaucoup, and cordon bleu.
You'll get better with time.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Football season is winding down. Basketball and hockey are heating up, and nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Not only does Vivid Seats have great ticket prices, they're also the official ticketing partner of ESPN. And with Vivid Seats Rewards, when you buy 10 tickets, you get the 11th free. Download the app or visit vividseats.com today. Vivid Seats. Life happens live. Receive a reward credit equal to the average price of the 10 tickets purchased, excluding taxes, fees, and processing costs. See vividseats.com/rewards for terms and conditions.
Back at 2:53, winding down the program here on a Monday afternoon. Spencer at Sports with you here on KGYM, 319-366-1600. Gym class on the way momentarily, followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show here at KGYM. Cyclone Coach's Corner Show coming up tonight at 6:30, followed by Big Monday action, Texas and Kansas from Westwood One. Join it just ahead of tip-off at 8 o'clock here on KGYM. Quick look at NBA from the weekend. Saturday, the Bulls getting a win over Portland, 129 to 121. Zach LaVine with 36, DeMar DeRozan 27 in the win for the Bulls. Bucks getting win over the Heat, 123-115. Another triple-double from Giannis, 35, 15, and 11 for Milwaukee in that win. Minnesota winning over a Denver team playing without a bunch of key guys, including Nikola Jokic last night up in the Twin Cities. T-Wolves getting 20 from Anthony Edwards, 18 and 10 from D'Angelo Russell in a 128-98 victory on Sunday. And then day to forget for the Kings, losing to New Orleans, 136-104. Malik Monk leading the way with 16. Keegan Murray just 2 points, 1 of 7 from the floor, and 0 of 6 from downtown last night in the loss for Sacramento. Action tonight, you've got the Bulls hosting the Spurs from the United Center in Chicago. Also, Milwaukee out late against Damian Lillard and the Portland Trail Blazers. The Kings in action again tonight, taking on the Houston Rockets over in H-Town tonight. Brooklyn Nets without Kyrie Irving taking on the Los Angeles Clippers. And Dallas, well, now with, but without Kyrie for a little bit as he gets situated in Dallas. They are taking on Isaac's Utah Jazz tonight. No Kyrie going against your Jazz, at least as far as we're aware tonight. We'll dive a little bit more into the NBA, take a look at the standings and stuff coming up here later on this week. I mentioned tomorrow is a milestone show. Tomorrow is the one-year anniversary of Spencer on Sports. It snuck up on me just as it snuck up on you. But tomorrow we have been doing this for one full year. Boy. Time flies when you're having fun. That's all I will say. I would say I have something special planned, but I don't. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to get your hopes up. But tomorrow's our 1 year. We might throw something in. I don't know. And now I'm getting your hopes up. See, I told you I wasn't going to, but now I am. We'll have some fun. We'll be here. We'll talk sports. We'll celebrate 1 year of doing the show tomorrow right here on KGYM at 2. Hard to believe. 365 days of doing a sports talk show. Time flies when you're having fun, as I said. That'll wrap it up for us here on, the birthday eve, I guess. I don't know. Whatever it is. Get out of here and make way for the gym class. They've got a complete recap from the weekend coming up between 3 and 4. Todd Brommelkamp has John Walters, voice of the Cyclones at 4:30, plus that big game house party grand prize drawing in the 5 o'clock hour. Won't want to miss it. That's coming up today between 4 and 6. We'll see you tomorrow at 2. Enjoy your Monday evening here in Eastern Iowa.